Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is on his honeymoon. In fact, I just received a text from Dallas Mexa, yes, his wife, while they're on their honeymoon. They're listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, right there at Yellowstone National Park. So,
how beautiful
is
that?
Hi, Rick and Dallas. Hope you guys are having fun on your honeymoon. But Corey Sandin is here, co-hosting this week and next week, too, while Rick and Dallas are out and about. And a couple of great guests here. We have Jeff and Anthony from H&H Marine talking Yamaha outboards, Defiance boats, bait tanks, all kinds of good stuff. Learning
a lot
too. I learned a lot about synthetic oil there. I'm going to change here.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Upgrade.
And we're giving away quite the prize too, right, Corey?
We are. I mean, who wouldn't want to get on a full day trip with Taro on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing? We're giving that away, and lines are full, but when someone does drop off, it's 833-288-0973. And if you your phone was ringing when you called, and it went blank. You're in the queue, so just stand by.
Yeah, so you're in the queue. It's full right now, but we'll get to you as soon as we can. But let's find out what's biting out there, Corey.
Let's do it. And the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns into San Diego Landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with fresh fish at the fish. With Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerked fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers at the amazing amazing Poke Kit at the convenient Liberty Station location, or you could order it online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Yeah, I just had my fish processed from our trip on Monday at Fisherman's Processing. Yeah. We did it while we waited, and oh my gosh, it is like the perfect product for sure. And you don't have to worry about bringing bellies, and you know, because when you fillet yellowfin, bluefin, you have to keep certain parts of the fish to be legal.
If you're out of sea.
Otherwise, you're going to get a ticket.
If you're out of sea.
Yeah. Otherwise, when you bring it in, you're going to get a ticket otherwise. So taking it to Fisherman's Processing, you just give them the fish, and you have these beautiful little packages ready to eat, and it's so good. And then you add in that Poke Kit when you go there. You got to get that.
That's
Poke
crazy
Kit.
Stuff.
I mean, I'm addicted to that right now, the Poke Kit.
We went for a walk the other day, and they were cutting full speed.
Oh, yeah.
You can see them right through the window.
Have you tried the Poke Kit?
I haven't.
Oh,
no.
I got to get some tuna and get you the Poke Kit. It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Count me in.
Yeah. Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Jeff, Anthony. You got a full house there, buddy. Our midsummer madness continues. Yeah, it's fun. You know, and that's cool that Ricky and Dallas are listening up there. Man, what a nice vacation you guys are having. I'm happy for you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But lots of action.
The advantage of that Let's Talk Hookup app, you can listen anywhere.
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Technology is just amazing. But
it is.
Let's see here. So we got many, many different areas kicking out some good action here, you know, for summertime, and weather's been a little bit of an issue up north and on the outside, but down here we've been able to pretty much fish around it okay. Along the coast, nothing all that exciting other than some worthy catches of some really big halibut that stretch from Huntington Beach to down below Newport Beach, 60 to 90 feet like that. Small mackerel has been the answer. It's been some really good ones here. It's been going on about 2 weeks now. Bass fishing's still steady on the structure spots, and some days the barracuda are up and snapping, and some days they're MIA totally. At Catalina, lots of bass and bonita scattered all over there. It's good summertime fishing. But of note, some good fishing for good grade yellows are mostly backside east there. But, man, they're nice ones. Sardines, mackerels, They're biting the iron, both surface iron and yo-yo iron, but a lot of it's, you know, 20-pound plus, so fish that better tackle, guys. Ooh. And here's some late-breaking news. Danny from Fish Show just called me just before we went on the air here. They had a contact get in touch with them there this morning. They were running over to the island from Dana, 8 miles off the east end. They found a kelp loaded with Dorados, and they were actually biting. Danny said he's got some pictures.
Dorado?
So he'll be putting them up on. Yeah, Dorado. Nice one, like 12, 15 pounders, I think he said. So it's just fun stuff, man. And Clementi,
yeah,
minimal reports,
man,
from the island proper, but tuna fishing was really good most of the week there. Kind of from the zone 381 down below outside the China Point sector there, up all the way to outside the dunes in West Cove there. We were fishing up there Sunday afternoon and Monday. Had a fun trip. We got one on a 165 Nomad and about a 50-pound bluefin. I got an 82-pounder on 25 pounds. So you got to make sure your gear is perfect when you flip out a bait into a small bunch of small fish, because they're not always small ones. Yeah,
you never know if it's going to be one of those. So wait a minute, Mark. So you've got a bluefin on a Nomad. Was that trolling?
Yeah. Yeah, we had the flyer skipping because we'd slid over a spot of big ones, and we just put the Nomad back just, you know, a few feet behind the boat, and we were watching these big ones that we're putting the flyer through, and then the troll rod goes off. That was only a 50-pounder, but not the 150-pounder we were looking at, but whichever. But yeah,
that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And then we also got
and you weren't going very fast either, huh?
No, like 3 knots, 4 knots, maybe.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
just
pretty
chugging
cool.
along.
And then you got bit, and then you got bit on 25-pound and got a big one on the bait, huh?
Yeah, that was a separate little spot of like 25, 30 pounders, and I just flipped the lighter outfit out there just to see, because we baited several others for nothing with 30 and 40 pound.
Yeah.
So you know what happens, but fortunately, everything stayed together and. We finessed him in and had him for dinner here just the other night. And then we also got a 125 on a flatfall Sunday night there. So that was a fun trip. And right now, inside, you know, that was outside the west end of Clementi. You know, we had that little break in the weather for a couple of days, and we caught it perfect. And right now, inside the island, it's kind of interesting. That stuff made a big move from where it was outside that 302 to the corner of the 43, and now it's like pushing up the inside of the island. Everybody's mounted up on it. With boats all the way between the 289 and the mackerel bank right now, looking stuff showed in, pretty well in there for the last couple of days, and be interesting to see if it hangs around or keeps on moving. It looks like it's on the move, so there's no telling where it's going. I had one of my contacts on the sport boat coming back from Nick. They saw a spot of big ones between Nick and the Osborne here the other day, big fish jumping around. So that stuff stretched way out, man. We got a lot of area to look at.
Oh boy, catch one off of Monterey right now.
You could do that too. Yeah, you could. Yeah, it's man, there is so much fish around, and conditions are so good, and so much bait around. I mean, when we were out the back of Clementi there, it was absolutely staggering the amount of bait that was in the area we were tacking around in. Just unbelievable. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe you guys should go fishing. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, Danny and Jeff and the boys at fishdope.com have been keeping tabs on it every day, twice a day a lot of times. They're keeping updates and keeping you posted because, it's like Mark said, fish are moving right now. And it's every day is totally different day on the water right now. And $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by a big Chevron station. Phone number at the store is code 714-840-4262, and the website's pacificedgetackle.com.
And we are talking about availability of bait tanks. Can we how's your availability?
Worse than horrible.
Well, they're some of the best tanks around, Mark. So.
Oh, my God. We have an astounding amount of tanks on order. And, you know, we're struggling with some COVID stuff and, you know, just getting stuff done. And a lot of our stuff goes out totally custom with just amazing amounts of accessories, and the windows especially slow things down. So Yeah, we appreciate the business, guys, but oh my God, you got to be patient.
Yeah, that's the tough. Crazy. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mark, appreciate that report. Thanks a lot for some good information, and congratulations on a great day on the water there this past week. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. Go fishing, everybody. Man, there's
all right, yeah.
On. Go fishing.
Go fishing. Yeah, let's go. Hey, thanks, Mark. Now, while we're waiting for Marcos at Seaforth, I'm going to tell you about the big sale tomorrow.
The big day tomorrow.
Big day tomorrow. It's the giant used tackle sale at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Sunday the 9th. That's tomorrow. And it starts at 1 o'clock. And, boy, it's going to be a barn burner. There's going to be a lot of great used tackle. And a lot of this tackle is really good stuff. I mean, they have rods and reels and tackle boxes and all kinds of stuff, and it's got to go. I mean, and all the money raised is going to take kids fishing. It's all about Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, and raising money to take kids fishing. So mark your calendar. It's going to be a big day tomorrow, 1 o'clock. I'll see you there. Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's going to be actually down the sidewalk there, right in front of Fastlane Kayaks, and then down right there at Dana Landing. You can't miss it.
I've heard Mike Lum talk about it. They're not priced high for used tackle prices. They're looking to price it to get it out and get
you
it sold.
Sell it. Yeah. It's gonna be crazy. So get there early for sure. All right, let's continue the catch report. Our buddy Marcos from Seaforth Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic. What's going on at Seaforth?
Well, a little downturn in the middle of the week there, but it looks like it's kind of picking back up here. Still fishing offshore there on those full days and the overnight, seeing bluefin, yellowfin. Friday, a little slower on the full day. Sandy got a couple yellowtail, and that was about it. You know, a tough day for them. So overnight trips picked back up, though. Bluefin, yellowfin there. 2 days, bluefin, yellowfin. So kind of normal for that bluefin fishing, man. You're going to have some great days and a couple off days, and hopefully they're back down their day. Hopefully that picks back up. The half-day trip, the water warmed back up, so still good bottom fishing, reds and rockfish there. And yesterday I saw a bit more surface fish. They saw some more calico bass. They actually saw a bonito and a barracuda in the morning there. And then, like I said, the afternoon was very good calico bass fishing. So overall, still good fishing. A little downturn there for those full days and some of the overnight trips. But like I said, that's not unusual, and hopefully that picks right back up here. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our full schedule up there for those half days, those full days, overnights, day and a half. So all of it's up there. You can make reservations online. And like we've talked about, a lot of these trips are filling up really quick with those limited capacities on there. San Diego's pretty much booked through the month here. We'll put other boats online. The Sea Watch will go online there. Sometimes in the Seaforth, they have the Pacifica running a trip. The Aztec's running on Monday. So we'll put all the boats we can on there, but definitely plan ahead and make those reservations because it's tough right now to get on some of those trips. So seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to answer your questions, help you out, and get you on a boat and get you out there fishing. You can always come down and visit some person. Just bring your mask with you. Come say hi and maybe pick up a burrito next door and then get out fishing.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Marcos, I also want to add, too, that speaking of the Pacifica, Andrew Viola, captain of the Pacifica, owner-captain, is going to be right here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m., and talking fishing. He's literally stepping off the Pacifica because, as you know, he's coming back from a day-and-a-half trip tomorrow morning, and he's going to let the crew handle the rest of the stuff. He's going to run over here and talk to our listeners there.
How cool
on
is that?
The show, 7 and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So that's going to be a good one.
Just for you, what we're going to do is we're going to take a couple of employees out of the office here, and they'll make a little convoy for him, make sure he gets there on time.
All right. Good deal, Marcos. Appreciate that very much.
Good job.
And we will talk to you next, and we're going to be talking about you tomorrow, but we'll talk to you next Saturday, okay?
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. That's our catch report. Wraps it up.
Yeah, good times. That's our fishdope.com report, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fish. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to the freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle. That's ECBT At the end of the 67, to carry the freshwater tackle and light bait for your great day on the lake, Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Landing Launch Ramp, Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 in Lakeside. Check danalanding.com.
For more information, and Dean, we'll see you down at Dana Landing tomorrow for that big Rollo sale. That's going to be a good one. Well, phones are packed, Corey. They want to talk to Jeff and Anthony, so let's jump into it.
Let's talk to Brian. Brian Combe from Harupa Valley. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. I had just a couple questions. One is I bought a skiff with a 115 horsepower motor, and it's got a 25-gallon gas tank, and I was wondering what the approximate range would be for that boat. And then also, what's the closest launch ramp for La Jolla?
Some good questions.
Yeah, so first one's the easy one. Closest launch ramp for La Jolla is going to be right at Dana Landing, right off of Ingram Street in Mission Bay there. Second question, fuel capacity is dependent on a lot of stuff. So what size is the skiff? How heavy is it? You know, what do you have on board? How healthy is the engine? How new is the engine? What prop do you have on there? Unfortunately, I can't answer that question for you exactly.
There's just a lot of variables that go with it. Really,
sure.
You know
that 115 is a pretty, if it's a Yamaha 115 four-stroke,
economical.
That's a super economical engine, right? I mean, I used to have one, 4 or 5 miles to the gallon, right?
Yeah, I would say that's probably what you'd expect to get out of it. I would say 3 to 4 to be safe. Trying to push anybody to 5 is a little bit generous.
So doing the numbers on that, you've got pretty good range with 25 gallons.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on the size of the boat, right?
I mean, you always want to err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
don't get stuck out there. So, you know, if we're going to, you know, guesstimate that you might get 3 times 25, and, you know, you get maybe 75-mile range there.
Yeah, and maybe not a bad idea to carry an extra 5 gallons or so just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah, indeed. Hope that helps you out, Brian. Good luck. Go catch them. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck calling from Dana Point. Welcome to the show this morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. A lot of information. Which way to go on the questions? You know,
indeed.
You got that Dorado now for that 400 you just lined up. That's going to be fun.
Now,
it's never too late to change the synthetic. I learned that it had a seal swell that helped my seals and my... And I was worrying about a couple little leaks, and then somebody tipped me off on that, and it cured my problem. But how about this calico fishing? I hadn't seen clouds like this in calico over at Catalina in the old days. Coming up, man. It's so great right now. You have a hard time choosing. You want to go maybe get a bluefin or go catch the heck out of calicos, man. We had a great trip with Wooly the other day. It was just phenomenal. The ocean's alive, you know.
It really is, Chuck. And like listening to Mark Wish and hearing about the bait everywhere and the life of Catalina, and you talk to anybody up and down the coast, you know, Santa Barbara and below us, it is really, really healthy with the amount of barracuda and sea bass and yellows around, and there's a lot of barracuda up at Santa Barbara that hasn't been talked about. That's all big fish.
Yeah.
I mean, there are
big
no shorts.
Too, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and now what's interesting, too, is a few weeks ago when Lyle Velquist was here talking about, and he does all the research on the bass, he was talking about, because of those new regulations, the 5-fish limit and the 14-inch size limit, the difference between the 12-inch size limit on the bass versus the 14-inch size limit is that they get to spawn like a couple more times.
I think like three.
Yeah.
At least three. They're into their fourth spawn.
Yeah. And so that many more spawns is creating, obviously, a lot more fish availability.
I'm telling you. I mean, I know it was a hit for the sport fleet for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But
now they're reaping the benefits.
5 years ago to 10 years ago, Chuck, there were times where you could go out and catch all the 11 to 12 inches you wanted and have a good time. Now that fish is all 14 and 15 inch.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a pound and a half to 2 pound fish.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Good fishing, right?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and this water's going to warm up here on the coast, and it's starting already. And you watch that stuff's going to repossess, right?
And
respawn.
Absolutely.
And just go off.
And Chuck was talking about the clouds. I mean, the clouds you see with every hooked fish, there's 5 to 10 fish, and
And if you had your own Defiance boat with a Yamaha outboard, you could go chase them. That's the beauty of it, right,
no,
Anthony?
That's correct. A great boat. We got to try that out with the free trip you guys gave us. And I was at the show before knocking on hulls, showing my kid the difference in the thickness. You know, that dead sound, boom, that's a safe boat. Then we got to take it out, and that Yamaha just performed flawless. We went all over the place. I think I barely spent like $120. And
nice.
It was just great. Way nice. Good platform. I'd recommend it to anybody.
Excellent, Chuck. Well, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much indeed.
Gotcha.
That does free up 833-288-0973. You've been trying to get through. It's been a busy morning. Jeff and Anthony, a lot of questions coming up for them. There's your chance.
It has been busy. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, calling from Allied Gardens. Welcome to the show this morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. This is Mike, your expert novice. So my biggest fish is a 263 with Randy Toussaint, but
nice.
I've never caught a bass. I was on the Spirit of Adventure, and we stopped at Cedros, and for some reason that day, they weren't biting, so we went around the corner and got giant yellowtail. But I have no idea, like, where's the technique, and how do you get the hook in the swim bait, and do you let it sink, or you just skip along the top? Give me some direction.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. So, like, previous to the weedless baits, it was a 3/4, 1 ounce lead head dropped into the holes, just like we were talking about fish and bait, dropping it into the holes as you're drifting through. And that's what we did with 5-inch swim baits. I mean, that was the primary way of getting bit. You couldn't cast any further because you'd hang up the kelp. So, with the weedless, I'm using a 7-aught Gamakatsu weighted swim bait hook. The 5-inch swim bait marries up to a perfect, the 5-inch swimmer. Marries up to a perfect, and you can throw over all the kelp you want, and you're not going to hang up, and you get bit coming over all that stuff. It's really a user-friendly way of doing it, Mike.
I love it. It's addictive.
It is, and your wife can do it, your kids can do it, and they're not going to get hung up, but they're hooking up on fish.
Yeah.
Can the guys at the tackle shop like put the weedless hook into the swim baits that
they can
I have.
Show you how to rig it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And
like,
there's also probably some YouTube videos that show
I'm
how
sure.
to rig it.
I'm sure there are. And that's, Mike, honestly, the Fred All shows, like when you see what's going on at Long Beach, that's why we're so busy. We're rigging and showing. And
showing people.
And even if you don't want to buy anything, Mike, come by the show next time and talk, and I'll show you everything. It's easy.
Yeah.
But if you go down and see Johnny or the guys at
John
Seaport,
at Dana Landing,
Fisherman's Landing.
The guys at Fisherman's Landing tackle, they'll show you how to do it. I'm sure the guys at the Turners will show you how to do it, too. So
it's super easy.
It's not that hard. Once you get it, you'll get it, and it's it's addictive.
So what boats? Is it only like half days or short ones that you go out and try and catch a calico bass?
You can do it. You can do it on the half day boats.
Go out with Freddie on the daily double. Go out on the Dolphin out of Fisherman's. You know, the Seaford, the new Seaford out of Seaford Sport Fishing.
Or maybe even the Liberty.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's fishing offshore, though.
A little pun intended.
Yeah.
You might win it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Mike. Appreciate that very much.
Good times.
Thanks,
yeah. That's all good stuff, Mike. Thank you. Hey, let's talk to Joe. Joe calling from Sam. Is it Pedro or Pedro?
Pedro.
All right, Sam Pedro.
No, it's Pedro.
Okay.
Otherwise, I get in trouble with Paul Strasser.
Tomato.
You got to say Pedro.
Pedro.
You're from
good morning,
Pedro,
guys.
Right? Is that right? Are we right there, Joe?
Yeah, San Pedro. That's a little more favorable than Pedro, but thank you for bringing attention to that. Thank you, and I'm sure Paul and Mark would appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
Good morning to you.
I have a couple of questions. The first one is: does anybody have any idea if any of the processing plants are looking at opening a facility up toward San Pedro in the South Bay or Orange County area? And secondly, on the outboard four-stroke maintenance and upkeep, how often does one use the Yama Lube ring-free? Do you use it every time you fuel up or once a month, once every 6 months? You know, is there a chance of overusing Yama Lube ring-free? You know?
That's a great question. It would depend on your usage. How much fuel you're actually using. Typically, we would recommend every other fill-up, or every third fill-up, something like that. I mean, it's actually just better to know that you're using it than you're not using it, to be totally honest with you. It does a great job. It really helps keep the carbon buildup down inside that motor and keep everything clean in there for better combustion, better compression, better fuel economy, you know, all of that stuff. So just to know that you're even using it, you're already on the right track. But typically we would recommend, you know, every other fill up or every third fill up, and then, you know, run that completely full. If you're the type of guy that tops off the tank after every trip, you know, that's fine. Every so often, you know, just make sure you're using the calculation on the bottle and you're not just, you know, over diluting the fuel, as long as the ratio is good.
But those fuel additives like Ring Free are good stuff.
Ring Free is the jam sandwich.
Yeah.
Jam sandwich, I like it. Yeah. I know something that Dan Ostrowski's mentioned too on the show is Joe is using Chevron. Chevron fuel with a Tecron is a big thing too.
It is. As a matter of fact, the Ring Free is an additive just like the Tecron is in the Chevron fuel.
Interesting.
So it's just an engine cleaner. So you're way ahead of the curve on that one there, Joe. Great job.
Yeah, good. And as far as a fish processor in San Pedro or Pedro, yeah, whatever you want to call it, but it's the proper name again, Pedro.
But there just isn't a fleet in that area.
That's the problem. Is the San Diego Sport Fishing long range fleet is what keeps things alive year round, and they need a year round business to be able to do that, and there just wouldn't be enough business, I would think. I mean, possible maybe seasonal business, you know, something in Newport. You could see the need for somebody in Newport or
Huntington.
Yeah,
you know, going out on the
like
these overnighters and coming in and you've got all this fish that you know, you've got would be something.
Well, maybe somebody would throw a seasonal business together though, but it's not a cheap deal for sure, and it's you know, need a lot of employees and you need a lot of, you know, special equipment like vacuum packers and stuff like that, and it's not a cheap program to set that up. But good idea, Joe. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. We appreciate that very much indeed.
Thank you.
All right, hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's SNAPPINS.com.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners owners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a fun time. The fish are biting.
Yeah.
It's good times. I
want to say a big happy birthday to our buddy Gus.
Gus.
Gus from Burbank. Happy birthday, Gus. I'd play the French horn for you like you do for us, but I can't do that. So
right?
That's your job.
Exactly.
Anyway, happy birthday, Gus, and many, many more to you. We have great guests here, Jeff and Anthony from H&H Marine, talking Defiance boats, Yamaha boards, and a lot more. So, and this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the U.S. for over three decades. Check the Fish Pro series out. The custom bluefin and yellowfin, they're great knives from Anza Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which definitely holds an edge better and is easier to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives that have ever been produced, and they also offer knives for military, law enforcement, hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, or get to the Fish Bro series right there at Fisherman's Processing at Liberty Station. All right, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Tom. Tom in University City. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir, Tom.
I actually had two questions. I couldn't decide which one to ask, so I'm going to ask you both. The first one was, I have a Suzuki 30 horsepower, and I flush it using the little hose fitting instead of the earmuffs. And I was wondering if the guys could talk about the pros and cons of using the hose fitting for flushing versus the earmuffs. And does the engine have to be hot? And the other one, if you don't mind, is how to fish a stick bait for calicos and yellowtail.
Ha! All right. All right. Well, what about the earmuff, guys?
So there's two trains of thought. If you can flush the engine while the engine is running, doesn't have to be right, you know, hot right when you get back from fishing. You just want to make sure that you flush it for the proper amount of time, and that can be anything, you know, around 4 or 5 minutes. If you flush it with the flush fitting that's on the side of the outboard,
that's on a Yamaha outboard.
Yamaha has them. Suzuki has them.
They do.
Merc has them as well.
They all copied Yamaha.
The only one that doesn't have it, I believe, is the Honda outboards for some reason.
Huh.
But if you're gonna flush it on the side of the outboard, obviously don't run it just because you're bypassing the water pump. But what a lot of people will do is they'll do both, and what they'll do on the side fitting is they'll actually run like a salt away through it, and then they'll let that salt away be the last kind of, you know, solution that runs through the crankcase, just to let that salt away eat up some of the salt deposits that can be, you know, just sitting in the, you know, the cavities, the small cavities that are in the block. I would say if you're doing both, you know, continue to do that, or, you know, do whatever you're comfortable with, but just that you're flushing it is
just do it. So that side fitting on the outboards you're mm-hmm. talking about, is that a sufficient job to keep the engine in good shape?
Yeah. So
and how long should you do it for?
So if you're gonna flush it on the side, obviously, like I said, don't run it because you're bypassing the water pump. But same thing, do it for, you know, three to five minutes.
Okay.
You just want to make sure that you don't turn the hose on high pressure. The hoses that it goes through is like an eighth inch.
Small.
It's small, so if you do a lot of pressure, you'll blast it, and then you'll fill your cowling up with water. We've seen it before. It doesn't end well. Just turn the pressure on light, don't run the engine. Run it for, you know, run that hose for five minutes and then turn it off, and then you'll be good. And, you know, obviously until you have to flush it again.
That sounds good. That's good information.
What about stick baits?
Stick baits, they work great. I mean, that's a great way to do it. I know Jeff Mariani, that's one of his top, you know, secondary, first primary baits.
Oh, yeah.
And fishing calicos, if you're in the thick of stuff, it's not the most friendly. Guys will change them out to single hooks and do it that way. It's a great way to hook a first fish and then hook maybe a secondary bigger fish even.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good way to do it. Yellows, it's you know, not as good as a surface iron. It doesn't have that arrhythmic action, but they do work very, very well.
Yeah,
they do.
Indeed. Yep. All right. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
That's a good one. Let's talk to another Tom. Tom in Temecula. Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Tom.
Morning, guys. I have a question. I have a Yamaha F100, which is a carbureted motor. And in the past, I've had problems with the carburetors getting clogged up because of the small orifices in the carburetors. I've had several people tell me different things. I've drained carburetors before after every trip, and that seems to work for a while. I've had people tell me that, you know, just use the regular additives to minimize, you know, the buildup there. I've also heard that Mercury makes an additive that is superior to Yamaha's, and I'm just looking for a good solution, you know, so that when I go down to use my boat, I don't have carburetor problems.
For sure.
So the F100 being one of the original carbureted large four strokes that Yamaha came out with, we tend to see a lot of carburation issues due to the ethanol that is in the fuel nowadays. You can drain the carbs. It's kind of hard because you have to drain each individual carb separately, and there are four of them. What I always tell people to do is take some sort of like needle nose pliers or some sort of clamp and clamp off your fuel line or unhook your fuel line and actually run the carburetors dry. That will you know, that'll make sure that all of your idle ports and your idle jets, because that's what gets clogged, is your idle jets and
so
your idle ports.
So get the fuel out of there.
Get the fuel out of it, but let the engine do the work, because if you just drain the carburetor, you're just draining it out of the float bowl. You're not getting it out of the small orifices,
right.
And that's usually what we have to go in when we have to clean the carburetors. Like, and these holes are super, super, super small, almost like the thickness of a mechanical lead pencil, that thickness, really, really tiny. So run it dry, clamp it off, unhook the fuel line, and let the engine suck all the fuel out of the small orifices in the carburetor. That way, those won't get clogged. And what a lot of people will do is, yes, the Mercury or Quicksilver is the brand. They do make a really good fuel additive. That's just good for the fuel not degrading over time. But the really, really important part is, yes, run that fuel out of the carburetors. See how, you know, every time, and then you won't have, you know, because we have to rebuild four carburetors. Just parts alone, those rebuild kits are probably around $100 each. So you're talking about a, you know, $800 to $1,000 carb rebuild if you're going in and replacing all the gaskets like you're supposed to.
Yeah. But for Tom, that seems like a really simple deal. Just pinch the line off.
Clamp the line and then run it on the hose. It's probably going to run for 4 or 5 minutes. And then once it dies, keep it clamped off and then make sure it's not going to restart. Turn it over a couple more times and make sure that all that fuel
is burnt out.
Is out of those small little jets and orifices.
That's a great tip.
Yep.
And then that way, you know, the engine's already sucked out all the fuel, and
draining the carburetors, it serves its purpose for getting a majority, but you make a mess, then you got a fuel leak. It's right. Just let the engine do the work.
So today's four-stroke outboards don't have carburetors.
That's correct. All fuel injected. They've been fuel injected probably since, 2008, 2009.
Okay.
Fuel injection, you don't have to worry about that. You still have ethanol problems with fuel injection. Yeah. We do a lot of fuel system rebuilds because the ethanol eats the rubber.
And what do you do about ethanol? Is there anything you can do to combat ethanol?
There's a couple different brands that make, there's like an ethanol equalizer you can get at West Marine. We sell Yamaha and Quicksilver, both sell fuel stabilizers. A fuel stabilizer and an engine treatment are two different things. Fuel stabilizers, every fill up, the ring free, or an engine cleaner would be every second or third fill up, depending on your use. The ethanols, and they dry up, turns to gunk.
So by adding this fuel stabilizer, mm-hmm. that'll help stabilize the fuel that has ethanol in it.
Yeah, so what happens is over time the fuel will degrade and actually drop an octane rating by probably 3 or 4 points. And you can run into, believe it or not, overheat issues internally in the combustion chamber and see failures because, hey, I just bought a boat, was sitting for 6 months, customer goes out, runs it, brings it in, and we find that all the cylinders are low in compression because they're scarred because the fuel is degraded, which turns into, a bigger problem. Well, I just got this great deal on this boat. Well, fuel additive, wasn't installed, and now we've got to kind of go down the bringing those compression numbers back up. And it's the fuel nowadays is if you don't treat it often and treat it correctly, can create problems over time.
And it's such an inexpensive, it's not overly pricey to add to the fuel treatment.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Okay, let's jump back in the phone.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Sam. Sam calling from Irvine. Welcome to our show this morning, Sam.
Good morning. Great show. Hey, I just, I was thinking about all the inshore fishing and things, and I did try and call in. I didn't quite get through on this this new closure. Is there any update on that? I know it's kind of a
downer. So AB 3030 is what you're referring to. So it was on the agenda, but one of the last things on the agenda on this past Wednesday, and thanks to all of our Let's Talk Hookup listeners and people that supported and called in to oppose that law, and a lot of people did, and they just waited and waited and waited, and of course it never came up on the agenda, so they've now delayed it till this Wednesday, the 12th. So it's coming back up on the agenda this Wednesday on the 12th, and hopefully they'll get to that item. People will still call in and voice their opposition to
so
it.
So it's still open to be able to call in.
It's still open, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, and we'll get more information on CCA, CCAcalifornia.org about all that. But I know Wayne and Chris will update that information this coming week. And very important to still stay involved in that because it's still alive, no doubt about
it. Scary.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning and bringing that up, too.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. Let's talk to another Sean. Sorry, I thought it was Sam. Sean in Oceanside. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to say thanks for the heads up last week. I'm headed out in a week on the Royal Polaris for overnight or day and a half, and jazzed to be looking at that boat with only 18 people. So,
really appreciate it. That's going to be awesome. You got one of those spots, and I know that sold out like instantly.
I got the last spot.
Yeah.
Super,
that's cool.
Super happy.
I mean, 6 foot distancing, I think you're all going to fit south of the bay tank, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Home stateroom, the whole deal.
Right.
Yeah, so my question's a boat handling question. I got a buddy that's got a beautiful pilot house, and we went out on it, and he set a point on the autopilot, and then we just went in a straight line there, regardless of the swell angle. I'm not complaining because it's his boat, and I was along, but it was the living daylights out of the boat. And I was just wondering, is that something where it's as much as we can tolerate it being the crew, or is there some stuff that can happen to the boat that maybe my buddy, if he's listening to this, he won't be too mad at me for asking this question?
It's a good question. It's a little bit of both, actually. What you can tolerate as a human being is, you know, different from person to person. But, you know, the boat manufacturers, you know, they do put these boats through rigorous tests. And frankly, you know, you want to go out there and make sure that the hull can handle it. That's not to say that things can't, you know, come loose and you know,
screws coming loose.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it isn't necessarily directly detrimental to the hull itself. But that being said, like, it isn't good either, you know, like for the seat base, for example, if you're holding onto the handrails and like the dashboard is just getting, you know, hammered.
Think about
and
the pressure on that.
Yeah, I mean, the componentry that goes along with the hull and stuff like that isn't necessarily designed to take that same abuse in the way that the hull is designed to penetrate, you know, when you're trying to cut through whatever, you know, heading you're on. I know some anglers that how they get to the fishing grounds and then how they do so well is by really putting themselves into the situations that other people won't.
Now, so, one thing too, especially on a smaller boat, slow down. That's I mean, and I'm guilty of that. I mean, I like to charge as hard as you can, but sometimes sea conditions just inherently mean you gotta back off on the throttle and not get there as soon, right?
Correct, right. So I guess the long version of this answer is it shouldn't necessarily and isn't necessarily bad for the boat, but yes, that constant pounding can cause other stuff. It could, if there was an air pocket somewhere in the lamination, it could cause some delam maybe along a stringer. It could cause screws to come loose. It could cause other things to abnormally wear out. So it's just use your best judgment. And I think probably, like, slowing down and, you know, maybe not letting the autopilot navigate you through that may not be the best course of action. But to some extent, it's not great for certain componentry in the boat and you as well.
It doesn't make for a fun day, right?
No, so, it definitely doesn't.
In those situations, too, you can always divert 10 degrees and work your way to the area, you know, kind of make it more friendly for the run. But maybe you're going to cover another 8 or 10 miles of ocean that nobody else is covering.
Maybe you can find a paddy that's loaded.
That's exactly what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. Good idea, Corey.
I like it.
Hope that helps you out, Sean. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, Joey and Chino, how you doing this morning? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Joey. Hey guys, I'm doing great. Hopefully you guys. Oh, thanks for taking my call, number one. But a couple of questions as far as catch reports. I kind of follow everything online, and do you guys pretty much track moon phases and the you know, the abundance of fish during a full moon versus a no moon? And then the second question is for Jeff and Anthony, do you guys get used motors for sale on occasion down there? Or you got a 22 foot center console with an older 200 horsepower Merc, but I'd like to step up to a four stroke.
Yeah, so we've got, right now, I've got a couple digital Yamahas. I have a mechanical 200 that we have for sale. I've got some 150s. We do have a consignment program that we offer to people that are thinking about repowering. Their engine still runs. You know, we handle all the phone calls. All of these engines that I just, you know, described are in our consignment program. So the customer, they have a number that they want to get out of it. And, you know, we do compression tests. We hook up to the ECU, make sure there's no codes. You know, we have a 20, 30 point inspection that we go over, to ensure that, you know, it's, obviously it is a used engine. So we want to make sure that's going to last, you know, the next purchaser, from, you know, more than a couple hours before there's any problems.
Sure.
But yeah, for the most part, we've got some used stuff. You know, go to our website or our Instagram, send me a direct message, and you know, I can send you what I got with the prices.
So do you inventory on your website what you have used wise?
We're not that sophisticated yet. Most of it, we're obviously working towards that. But we do list a lot of stuff when we do when it does come available on our Instagram. That's okay. Kind of an easier platform.
And what is the Instagram?
Our Instagram handle is at @HHMarineSD.
At @HHMarineSD.
That's correct.
And then what's the website?
The website is www.HHMarineSD.com.
HHMarineSD.com. Yep. And you can link that on the Let's Talk Hookup links page, too. We have that link on the links page. But you can also access that through that website. You can probably get your Instagram handle.
Yep, you can get the Instagram handle, send an email. Obviously, everyone has their cell phone, so you send a direct message. You know, I usually reply within, 5-10 minutes. But yeah, we've got used stuff, and if your Mercury still runs, we have the same thing. A lot of people wait to the last minute to trade in or consign or something along those lines, to where the engine isn't worth all that much. But the ones that we have right now in consignment, they all pass our initial inspection, and they're just sitting on pallets, crates, waiting for new owners,
waiting to be claimed.
Yeah, wait.
And what was your first question again? I'm sorry.
Do you guys follow moon phases as far
that's so funny.
The moon.
I mean, here's the thing. It always plays a role, Joey, in everything.
There's no question it plays a role.
Tuna fishing, marlin fishing, or calico bass, or halibut, okay?
What role that is?
You don't know until you go and you experience it, right?
Right.
If you went out on the full moon and you had tough calico bass fishing, you would say, well,
you blame it on the full moon.
It wasn't good, right?
Yeah.
But the next full moon, it's they're biting nails, right?
Yeah.
So it affects it, and you just have to, number one, go fishing when you can, and just work around and make it work for the conditions that are given.
What about tide change, Corey?
Tide change is huge. I think current and...
Yeah.
There's even the marlin and tuna offshore are dictated by slack tide and the high and low and the big difference in between.
It seems like the ocean a lot of times will come to life at a times change. When you all of a sudden you're in a dead ocean, and then all of a sudden you start to see life, and the ocean comes alive, and you look at the tide chart, and it's like, by God, it's the tide change.
Right, but the next trip, it might not be so good on
that,
right?
Yeah.
But if it's not good in the time in between, you can almost say, hey, we have the tide change at 3 p.m., we'd better be ready,
But... then it's biting like the opposite way the next day.
So to answer your question, it does play a role, but you just have to work with the conditions that are given to you at that moment.
Yeah,
the
modification.
And I think honestly, 10 years ago, it was the worst time in the world to fish bluefin on the full moon.
Yeah,
they didn't bite on the full moon at all. Today, it's the best time to do it. That's the biggest fish are biting.
Is it now, Corey?
Right. Yeah. So it's totally different,
Every day is different. That's what makes it fun, for sure.
That's why we love the ocean.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks
all
a lot
right.
for the phone call this
That was
morning.
A good one. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, more with Jeff and more with Anthony when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're our big winner going out on the full-day trip on the Liberty, fishing with Taro at a Fisherman's Landing. Enrique from Fontana, congratulations.
Congratulations, Enrique, and thanks for joining us. Thanks to all the callers. A lot of new callers today, and great thanks for all the support from everybody listening, whether you're on the listening on the app or, of course, on the fan. We sure appreciate you joining us this morning. And Jeff and Anthony, great show, man. So much information. Whenever you guys are on, I always learn a lot, so.
Thank you really for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, really good show. And so new boats, used boats, new Yamaha boards, Yamaha dealer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a repower and such like that, or get your order in on a new boat, or check your used boat inventory. How do we find you?
Well, you can find us. Our website is hhmarinesd.com. You can find us on Instagram. You can give us a call. We're at 2680 Garnett Avenue, right in Pacific Beach. Phone number is 619-381-8480. Just give us a call.
And if you want service on your engine or something like that, you got to call ahead and make an appointment?
Oh, yeah. We've got about a month out on the books right now for service appointments. So if you need some work done, you know, give us a call. Get on the schedule.
Okay. But like Anthony said, if you need oil change or stuff like that, a lot of times you can sneak them in. Or try to, anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be dictated with what we got going on that week. So, you know, if it's something we can squeeze in prior to or whatever, just give us a call and we'll see what we can do.
And here's one of the other things, too. If you have a boat in the water like I do, you have trailers, and you offer that service to actually go pick the boat up and bring it to your yard for service.
Yep. We've got a 33 Grady Express in the yard right now, getting the 75-gallon bay tank and
perfect.
Full 200
service. What a cool deal. All right. Hey, thanks, guys, for being here. Thanks, Corey. Corey and I will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacifica, literally stepping off the Pacifica and into the world headquarters here. Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for that, for Andrew. That's going to be a great show. 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thanks to Adam in the studio, and thanks to our other Adam, our app expert, Adam Clark. Those archives will be up very shortly. And we'll be right back here, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.